So while the team is going through that historic winning streak, was this something that you were, what was on your mind? Was this a reckoning that you knew was on the horizon?
You asking me?
Yes. Yeah, I'm asking you, as this team is going through the winning streak, are
I
you,
mean,
is
I
this?
wasn't actively thinking about the managerial situation at that point in time. I mean, obviously, I was engaged in all the games. Mo and I have conversations, if not daily, often about the direction of the organization and so forth. And, when the season ended, we huddled and, this is how it came out.
I guess maybe a better way for me to ask it, and this will be my last question, is were you and Mo, if you want to chime in on this, I understand. But during that winning streak, were you aware of a gap growing in the philosophical differences between the leadership of your team?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into, when and how and, when did it start and when did it end. I think Mo said it pretty well. This is, something that we came to and decision was made.
Ben Hockman, did you have a follow-up?
I did. I guess my question is if, in regards to the term philosophical, I mean, can you explain what I'm missing here? Where if you're the boss of somebody and you have a philosophy, why can't you just tell him to do that philosophy? I know that's a very basic thing, but can you respond to that, Mo?
Sure. I can tell you to like jump out of your car right now, and you may choose not to. It's people can think on their own, people can make decisions on their own, and a lot of this is about creating autonomy. But there are certain things that we would like to see done, and ultimately, really touching on more of Derek's point of the continuity of thinking is it is evolving, it does change over time, but ultimately we just felt we were at a place where we weren't going to have a meeting of the minds.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mish, Rick Hummel.
Mo, is there a certain type of manager you're looking for now?
Obviously, we feel like the person coming in is inheriting a very good club. So there's kind of two ways to look at this. It's maybe chasing someone with experience and success, or it might be someone that just has a lot of familiarity and understanding what we already have. So I think in terms of what we'll do, or the directionally of how we'll do this, it's going to take us a little time to sort through, but I don't want us to have to drag our feet. I don't want this something to go into mid-November where we don't have this resolved. So we'll work quickly at this, and in terms of nailing that exact profile that you just asked for, I'd have to say that's still to be determined.
Without naming names, do you have a candidate or two on your current coaching staff that would be under consideration?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson.
Mr. DeWitt, were you expecting or hopeful that you guys would agree with an extension with Schilt this offseason? Was that a plan for you? And can you speak to, I guess, just the idea of this philosophical differences when we saw, a lot of things that Schilt kind of prioritized seem to be things that you guys valued, defense and, cleaning up some of the details that had gotten a little ragged, and how that sits with you.
I wasn't thinking actively about an extension at the end of the year. I mean, Mike had a contract that goes into, there was another year left on the contract. So you don't really think about those things or talk about them until after the season's over. And, the season is now over and we got together and kind of went through kind of where we stood as an organization. And, that's sort of the way it played out.
And just your idea that the philosophical that they couldn't that Mo's group you said and the manager couldn't get on the same page. It seemed like a lot of the things that you guys value Cardinals baseball being about were things that the team had done well in recent seasons with cleaning up the defense, the base running, things of that nature. Did something jump out to you as being so different that it couldn't be solved?
You know, in today's baseball world, it's the business has gotten more and more complicated. You can see the growth in baseball operations and the staffs, and so there's more to it really than, you know, an element or two on the field. So, and you know, one thing you want to make sure is everybody's on the same page, and you know, that's pretty critical, or you're going to kind of stumble along the way. So, you know, that was part of the discussion that we had.
Thanks.
Jeff Jones.
Mo, you've mentioned a couple of times sort of the strangeness of the timing of this, given what's going around the league today. Was there a concern that if this move didn't happen quickly for you all, that you might miss out on potential candidates who might be candidates for other jobs as well?
No, really the thrust of this was more for Mike's benefit, to just cut the cord now and not have it drag out and then, you know, be left hanging later. And so it was more of the speed of this was more to just hopefully benefit him.
He several times during the season, especially when things were going badly in June, made comments to the effect of managing with what he had and doing the best he could with the players he had on the roster. Was there frustration throughout the season between perhaps the dugout and the front office based on the speed or maybe lack thereof from his perspective of outside additions? And did that become a part of this conversation?
No, it did not.
Randy Carricker, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Mo, throughout the sport, several front offices have parted ways with managers because of a disagreement as to how to implement analytics. Obviously, you have an analytically inclined group in the front office. How much, if at all, did the implementation of analytics play a role into this?
Again, I really don't want to start, like, you know, carving out where this philosophical difference became, because I just don't think it's fair. You know, look, we want things to always work out. You don't ever want to have these types of press conferences. You liked everything be rosy, but we just weren't in a spot where we thought we were positioning ourselves for ultimate success, not just for today, but long term. And so we made a very difficult decision, one that we did not come to lightly. And you know, both Bill and I and others will tell you it's agonizing, it's not fun, but you know, in the betterment of what we think for the organization, we had to do it.
And Bill, I want to go back to that comment about stability, because Whitey was here for 10 years, Torrey was here for 5, you hired Tony and he's here for 16, Matheny's here for 5. So you've had a guy for essentially 3 seasons, Bill. What? How did you react when you got this phone call that Mo wanted to make this move?
Well, first of all, I didn't get a phone call. I mean, Mo and I have constant communication. I was going to say throughout the season, but really year round on all kinds of baseball matters. And, you know, I'm not going to comment on a point in time where this decision was actually made or what our thinking was. But, you know, generally at the end of the year, we all sit down and talk about where we are, where we're headed, and, you know, how we think we can do better. And, you know, that's sort of baseball. You play it one season at a time, but then you look forward to the future. And so, you know, we have those conversations, and you know, so here we are.
Thanks, guys.
You're passing.
Mo, I know you won't talk about the philosophical differences, but can you say what the Cardinals' philosophy is and what you would like it to be going forward?
Well, look, we're an organization that has a trust in creating a pipeline from our minor league system to our big leagues for both players and staff. We're a typical organization that tries to stay internal with what we're trying to do. We try to help individuals grow into these roles. And, you know, from where we were in this point in time, we're not making this decision on a reaction of the season. This is a decision that, as we start to look forward, what do we want to most look like? And how do we want that to be run? And so rather than for us to sort of debate or talk about these details, again, want the very best for Mike Schilt moving forward, whatever should happen with his career. But ultimately, the decisions that, you know, both Bill and myself and some others came to was what we want to do and where we want to go, we needed to go a different way.
I mean, some of those things that you're talking about there sound more like player development, which, of course, the big league manager doesn't handle. And when you talk about philosophical differences, like, you understand why we're curious about this, right? If you're citing that as the reason for firing him after a playoff season, after a 17-game winning streak, the details there do seem to make a bit of difference, do they not?
Again, I'm here to protect employees. I'm here to protect him. You know, if he wants to discuss those with you, that's his choice.
Thank
you. It's not mine.
Ryan Fagan, Sporting News.
Hey, Mel, I just wanted to clarify something. I thought I heard you say earlier, I think when Commish asked the question, is there a candidate or two that you have in mind? And if so, could we see this process wrap up quickly?
As I stated, there are some internal candidates that we do have confidence in. Could it move quickly? Yes. But I want to take a few days to sort of just take a step back, catch our breath, and then take a hard look at what that looks like. Thank you.
Ben Fredericton?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Martin, did you have any follow-up? Martin Kilcoin?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Mo, was there a meeting between you and Mike where you addressed these philosophical differences? And was there a chance where he has to either get on board or get off board? Was there a discussion like that where he had you guys address these issues and you basically say whether he's on board or not?
No. It was more of a collection of information that ultimately got us to where we are. And so, no, it was not a open meeting.
Had you guys met since the season ended in person?
We had met last Friday as a staff, yes. All right.
Brian Kelly. Okay, Ryan, did you have a follow-up?
Yeah, Mo, it's interesting that Mike has been with the organization as long as he has, and now you've got the philosophical differences. Was this something that was possible, say, a week or 5 days ago? Were you thinking about making this change at that time?
I would say, like, in any decision making, there's a lot of organic reasons for things over time. But I would say over the last 5-6 days, it was something that came to a head.